we will fill the earth like water the seas.
True nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Get the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Just appreciate your Father and you just thank Him. Just thank Him. Just say, Father, I thank you. Father, I worship you. I give you praise. I give you glory. Can you just honor your Father? Can you tell Him, hallowed be your name? Can you just glorify Him? Just tell Him something sweet from your spirit. You say, God is spirit. God is spirit. He is spirit. You say, if any man, I stand at the door and knock. If you open the door, I will come and I will sup. I will sup with you and you will sup with me. God is spirit. He is spirit. In Jesus' name. Please, before I go, permit me. I want us to pray for Boshaus. I don't know what have been done since morning, but can we just pray for him as we proceed in the meeting? Can you just speak concerning his life? Can you just speak the word of God over him? Say, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Our Father, we thank you for your servant. Can you just bless him? Can you just bless him? Hope you still remember that death and life are in the power of your tongue. The tongue has so much weight. Carries so much weight. When you ask some people, what's the most heaviest thing in the world? Some will tell you a bag of cement. Some will mention so many things. But nothing is heavier than the tongue. Tongue is weight. Carries weight. Carries generational weight. The tongue carries eternal weight.
Okay. Thank you. In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Our Father, we thank you. Thank you for today. Such a beautiful day. This day has never been opened before, even in the scroll of eternity. But we are privileged to see it. Thank you for the things that are done in here today. The things that you have done today. In the length and the breadth of the day, many have come to life. Many have encountered destiny. Lives have been changed and transformed. Thank you. And so today, part of the realities of today is your son Charles. Today is his birthday. And so as a people, we bless him in your name, in Jesus' name. Charles, we bless you. We bless your life. We bless your destiny on earth. We grant you divine speed concerning life in Jesus' name. Receive speed in Jesus' name. In the things that pertains to life, that pertains to godliness, that pertains to the earth, the earthly dimension of your realities on earth, receive speed in Jesus' name. Concerning who you become on earth, receive speed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for ministering angels that walk with him. Thank you for breakthrough. After today, you begin to encounter the angel called breakthrough. Thank you, our Father. Holy Spirit, as you teach him to align himself in the Spirit, he will learn the lessons timely in Jesus' name. Thank you, our Father. We bless your path. Receive sight that you may see. Clarity of vision. And as you see, receive spirit to walk the path in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you peace in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you. You see unusual favor. You will see unusual favor by the oil of the anointing. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can we be on our seats? as you put your hands together for the Lord. Please, can we clap our hands for the Lord, the maker of our lives, the maker of the universe? Please, can we clap our hands? Praise the Lord. You are welcome in Jesus' name. Speaking on the spirit life, and I want to appreciate the young men. I know they are still young men. I'm sure there are no old men amongst them. The young men that put this meeting, you know, together, that shows vision. You know, yes, that shows vision. That shows purpose. And I want to tell us to, you know, believe, you know, in the things that the Lord puts inside of your heart. And when you believe it, take the first step. I've always encouraged, so many people have vision in life, but they never get to the place of fulfilling them because they never believe enough to take the first step. And even after they've taken the first step, they never continue on that path. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's a little drop of rain that makes an ocean. So sometimes God will put this in your heart. Don't be discouraged. Don't look at giants that are out there. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, fixing our eyes and our gaze upon Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Our gaze and our focus should be on Jesus. Many have gone ahead of us. They have had breakthroughs. You know, they have done so many things. God has used them mightily. The tendency to look at people that have gone ahead and then you don't even have the strength to begin is there. But I want to tell us to begin. That little stuff that will say it's so little. He said the kingdom is like a mustard seed, so small. But when it's planted and it is allowed to grow, it becomes a mighty tree, and that the birds of the air will come and lodge in the branches of it. Praise the Lord. Please don't be discouraged. Keep your eyes on God. You see so many things on the road, so many things on the path, you know. But as you keep moving, you know, as you keep moving, as you keep going, you keep on seeing God on the way. Amen. And this applies to every other areas, you know, of our lives. Praise the Lord. Every other areas of our lives, you need to be strong. You need to have the tenacity of, you know, of faith, you know, to keep moving, to keep going. Even the Lord himself will try you. The Abraham who celebrate today, Abraham was one man. Just one man. And God was talking to him about the nations of the earth. In you are the nations of the earth to be blessed. And his life was going down the drain. You know, sometimes you expect as God speaks, that excitement, you know. But if you look at the life of Abraham well, every step was as if getting darker in quotes. Praise the Lord. But if you keep looking at your surrounding, keep looking at men, keep looking at yourself, you get discouraged. But Abraham kept looking at God. And everything that Abraham saw was Isaac. And who again? And the 15-year-old boy, as at the time of his death, Jacob was 15 years when Abraham died. And here God talked about the stars. This is how your descendants will look like. And child was not forthcoming. Every other person just go and play ball somehow. Before you know, child will come, twins, triplets. But Abraham said, you'll be a father of many nations, multitude of nations. God kept talking about nation. But he didn't even see one person. Years and years and years and years, he kept going. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes and yes, he kept going. Then that one came. His son got married. Then that one too had barrenness. For 20 years, there was no child. God has spoken to him. Okay, he has given birth to one. That one is supposed to give birth so that the thing will continue. But now, Abraham watched his son get married. And for how many years? For 20 years, Isaac was barren. Amen. You see how difficult the path of Abraham looked like. Praise the Lord, but he continued. And all of us saw the end of the Lord. Amen. That's how your end will be in Jesus' name. It will be glorious and full of living wonders as you continue in him. Praise the Lord. So look at the scripture I was giving, 2 Corinthians chapter 3. The spirit life. Life in the spirit. I will not read everything, but I will just read some. Let's look from verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 7. But if the ministry of death written and engraved on stone was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away, how will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? If the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness exceed much more in glory. For even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect, because of the glory that excelled. For if what is passing away was glorious, what remains is much more glorious. Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech, unlike Moses, who put a veil over his face, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away. But their minds were hardened, for until this day the same veil remained unlifted in the region of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image, from glory to glory, just as by the Lord, the Spirit. Now jump to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I'll read verse 16. 2 Corinthians 4, 16 to 18. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man, can you see that? Our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen? For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Now, having read the word of God, if you come to 1 Corinthians 2 now, talks about the natural man does not understand the things of the Spirit, because they are spiritually understood. Now, if you establish something there, the natural man, then if you now go to 1 Corinthians, I'm going to read that one to join to this. 1 Corinthians 15 talks about there is a natural body and that there is a spiritual body. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, let's read from verse 44. He said, it is so. He talks about the resurrection from the dead. Let me read from 42. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. That's the resurrection. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown in natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. You see what is being established. So many of us have lived in the natural body. But now coming to live in a spiritual body, that's a totally different concept. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see, there is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. Don't forget that we live in a body. When God made man, God put him to live in a body. So there is a natural body and then there is a spiritual body. Right? Okay, let's continue. Verse 45. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Please understand this thing. The first Adam lived in a natural body, but the second Adam lived in a spiritual body. The difference is like heaven and earth. So the first Adam lived in a natural body, but the second Adam lived in a spiritual body. Now, we'll continue. Verse 46. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural. And after the natural, the spiritual came. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. These are two wonderful gaps. You know, these are two very stark spiritual realities. As verse 48, as was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust, those who are natural. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we, please, I will read verse 49 together. I want us to emphasize that, to take notice of that word we. Praise the Lord. Can we read it together? And as we have, I won't use the mic. Please, can you echo it so that I can hear it? Yes. You see, as we have borne the image, the life, we have lived the life of the earthly man, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. So that's where the spiritual man comes in. He lives in another body. The spiritual man lives in a spiritual body. So even though you cannot see the physically with your eyes, but these are realities in the spirit that the Lord expects us to live it on earth. Now look at what the Apostle Paul cried. Look at the heart cry of Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians 5. I hope you know there are believers striving to live in a natural body. This is the natural body. They are still striving after the new birth, after the resurrection, the ascension, and the new birth, and the Holy Ghost sent down to earth. You know, you see where confusion comes in. You know, trying to live after this order that has been abolished. You know, and not striving to live in this new order. And so many times, that was why we don't see God. That's why we don't see the realities of the things we read in the Bible. The things we see in the Bible are not just for us to read and quote them. These are the things that should be seen in your lives. Praise the Lord. You know, these are things that should be, you know. Anyway, so the man that lives in a spiritual body, there is no word again called the supernatural. Because the supernatural becomes natural. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. That middle wall between the natural and the supernatural is broken down. So it's just like meeting Elisha and telling Elisha about the supernatural. Those men that live in that order. You know, I was too quick to say the Old Testament is a shadow of things to come. We have the substance, we have the reality. We boast and we brag, you know. But the realities of these things are not being seen on a daily basis. You are like trying to talk to Moses about the supernatural, because the supernatural was natural to them. Because that was the order that they were living. Men out there were living in the natural. The Bible says he shows Moses his ways, but Israel saw his deeds and his acts. They saw one, they say, what is this manna? They have no name for it. They saw things and they were amazed. They wondered why. But those things never moved Moses. You know, Moses so much lived in this realm that something else was moving him. He asked God one day that I want to see you. Praise the Lord. Israel not even overcome maybe the wonders of God parted the Red Sea. God just do something. You know, a cloud just came. When the cloud came, they look at the cloud from the distance. But Moses walked into the cloud because that was the realm that he was living in. Praise the Lord. So I want us to see what was open to us when Christ came down. And then when the Holy Ghost descended on earth, when we say I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God is in me, that I am born again. You are born out of the natural order, and then you are now born into a spiritual order, a spiritual lineage. You know, praise the Lord. That's why if you read that we are come unto Mount Zion, the city of the living God, to innumerable company of angels, to God, the judge of all, to the blood of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. Can you see our new climate? Please, these things are real. We must strive for them. If not, we are losing a lot. Can you see your new environment? Can you see your new order? Praise the Lord. If you are come unto Mount Zion, the city of the living God, you know, you are come to innumerable companies of angels. Innumerable angels without number. That's your new atmosphere. That's where you live. That is where you dwell. You know, and that is where we possess our being. He said, in him we live. We move and then we have our being. And you see, these things are real. If you don't believe, see, it begins with you even believing it in our hearts before we even start saying it. Jesus told them, I told you, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. That was when he was about raising Lazarus from the dead, when Martha and Mary met him. So many Christians don't believe in the resurrection. That's the truth. We know that we sing song about it. We say it with our mind, head, our mind, but in our heart, in our spirit. Because if you believe in the resurrection, it will alter the way you live. Everywhere you go, it will be visible in your life. If you believe the Holy Ghost. I put it again. You know, so many don't believe in the resurrection. They pay a mental assent to it. They don't believe in the cross. If you believe in the cross, your life will be a revolution. You will interact with angels. Praise the Lord. You will interact. You know, you will interact with angels. You will interact with God. You will see the realities of God. You see the realities of the Spirit. How have you encountered the cross and your appetite, our lust, our fear has not been crucified? The cross. Hope we know what happened on the cross. Author Blessed said that the cross, the best of God, met the worst of man. And then there is hope. The cross. The cross. Hope you know it was not one boy that was hanging on the cross. It was the God you saw in Genesis 1. Let there be light, and there was light. The same God you saw in the book of Revelation, that his hair was white as wool. You know, that he could not behold his son. His countenance was like the sun shining in the full strength. Hope you know that was the person that was hanging on the cross. We have encountered the cross, and our life is still like this. We have no appetite for God. Praise the Lord. They are still pursuing us to carry our Bible. We do Bible study upon Bible study so that people will carry their Bible and look at it. And look at the Word of God. If you see, you know, that's why we have those biblical model of men in the scriptures. You see those men somewhere. These are men that have encountered God. Enoch, Elisha, Elijah. You know, these are men that have met with God. Micah, that the king, you know, the story of Micah. You know, all of these men have met with God. Zacchaeus, he said, today I will divide my, I say half of it I give to the poor. You see, instantaneous, you can see the reaction from their spirit. He said, the kingdom is like a treasure that a man finds when he sees it. That's the man that has seen it. That's the man that has seen it. He said, when he sees it, he goes. He said, he gives up everything that he has just to come and possess that kingdom. 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 You see, people like Peter, look at David. Amen. Look at Solomon. He partly saw it and partly did not see it. Amen. He started well, but he ended up somehow. So, I said, well, okay, I've read that that scripture. I said, 2 Corinthians 5. But Charles, I can't go so depth into the spirit. Like, I'll just, because of the time and the consistency, I'll just say some of more of an introductory, just to whet, you know, our appetite, because I know the Holy Ghost inside is there. The Spirit is inside. He's more eager, you know, for you to walk the lead to walk the path of life, to lead the spirit life, than you are more eager to. That's why the day the Holy Ghost came, he did not stroll down from heaven. You know, to tell you, has been waiting all this while. Yeah, ages and ages he has been waiting. The day they blew the whistle that he can come to earth. He did not stroll to earth. You read it in Acts chapter 2. They say it was a rushing down. You see the Holy Ghost rushing down. That gentle spirit, that the picture like a dove. Look at when they blew the whistle that he can now come and tabernacle the earth to finish the work. See the way the Holy Ghost rushed down like a mighty rushing wind. That's the way he came down. You see the eagerness. And that itself is a prophecy. What happened that place is a prophecy. The Holy Ghost is a spirit of prophecy. Now, look at 2 Corinthians 5. You know, I told about the earthly body, the spiritual body. Now, walking in the spirit is learning how to live in your spiritual body. Yes. You have an earthly body, this body you are seeing now. This body has its own order of life. Then the spirit body has its own, your own body. He said you have the heavenly body. Praise the Lord. So now, for we, 2 Corinthians 5 verse 1, for we know that if our earthly house, this is your earthly body, this tent is destroyed. We have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Don't forget that 1 Corinthians 5 says there is a spiritual natural body, there is a spiritual body. For in this we groan, verse 2, we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but for that clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. That mortal, this mortal life will be swallowed up by immortality. Immortal life, that's the life of the spiritual body, immortality. You know, an indestructible life, a life that cannot die. So you can be walking the earth and not living, you know, the order of the earth. You know, this natural body, it has its own life. You know, the thing people do in the natural. But there are things you can do with natural ability. But there are also things, you can do the same thing with divine spiritual ability. That is the difference between the natural life and the spiritual life. People can do things in their own strength, you know, with their own earthly wisdom. Men have succeeded and prevailed with earthly wisdom. But there are also things you can do with divine spiritual wisdom, just like we saw in the life of Joseph. That wisdom that Joseph had was spiritual. You know, it was a spiritual wisdom that he helped to overcome famine. You know, and men have even done it in natural ability as well. Then if you look at when Jacob prevailed, God gave Jacob, prospered Jacob in the house of Laban. God told him how to prosper. You know, told him when those things want to do, to carve. He told him what to do. So this is the two order. So it depends on the one you want to make up your mind you want to live. Both of them are open. These are two portals in the spirit realm. So you can leave the natural order, you can use the spiritual order. You know, one day I was meditating and the Holy Spirit brought something to my heart, and let me share it with us. He was trying to teach me some things. Now, what makes birds to fly in the sky? I'll just end it with that, along that line. Birds, how do eagles fly in the air? What makes them to fly? Have you asked yourself a question? Have you opened the internal makeup of an eagle? If you open an eagle and open a fowl, a chicken, you know, those birds that looks alike, you know, some fly, some don't fly. What makes some to fly and makes some not to fly? You think it's just the wings? Of course, their wings are adapted. But if you look at their wings, it's a slight, the difference is not so much compared to the capacity that sustain the eagle in there. All these birds, look at all these tiny, tiny birds that fly. Some of those birds carry them and carry those fowl. Those birds fly, the fowls cannot fly. Then you now come to the waters. You see some of those seals, they don't even have fins. Things that make them, if you say, okay, the things that make an eagle, this thing to swim, fish. If you see the way the fish is structured, if you look at shark, they are just straight substance like this. You see them navigating the waters. Take them out of the water, they cannot survive. You see some of those seals, they come to earth, land, they go back to the water. What make them to swim? Everything is adapted to the waters. Do you know why? Praise the Lord. You see another land animal, the same makeup like the seal, but it cannot put it in the water, it will just die. What is the difference? I want to show you the origin of life. You know, what was the difference in the spoken word? That primordial decree in the beginning, he said, let bird flies in the air. Because if you open, you say, okay, the mechanism of flight, open an eagle, what is inside? What is it that propels? Look at the way it navigates the sky. You know, the sky is its natural environment. That primordial word from the beginning. Amen. Then if you look at those ones, say, let those ones, animals, let them tabernacle in the waters. So everything about their life is adapted to the water. Then there are some that live in the water, live on land. If you look at some of these hippopotamus that stays inside water, put a dog now or a goat, put inside water, they didn't just drown. It's because of that word that is spoken at the beginning. You see, structure out the order of life on earth is that word that was spoken in the beginning. So when God spoke the word, when the Holy Ghost just came, you know, to enforce, to give life to the word that is spoken. So if you see the order, I'm showing the beginning of the order, the genesis of the natural order of life, even the life that man had. Don't forget, they say Adam lived in a natural body. God made the dust from the earth, put the man in that, breath into that body, and then the man became a living soul. Can you see? That's how that initial order came, by the spoken word. And what the Holy Ghost did was to, the Holy Ghost became the force behind the spoken word. That's to the eagle flies in the air. Everything, you know, God so much composed the word that we can understand the things he does. We can put one or two explanations together, but we cannot explain life. Amen. Life cannot be explained, you know, even with all our scientific knowledge, we've not been able to explain the order of life, you know. So we just try. It is even up to today, one of the things that have defied scientific explanation is, why do you smile? Up to today, they've not been able to explain it. Why men smile? Or why people smile? Praise the Lord. So all of those little explanation is just men trying, but it is that spoken word. Can you see? So all of those words that God spoke in the beginning, that is why, you know, gave the qualification to every kind of life, the life that those ones that fly, those ones that stays on land, those ones that live inside the waters. Then even man, he said, let man have dominion. He said, everything was spelled out there. So even when man fell, even when man and God was separated temporarily in the garden, it's even man still continued. You see, men were still building cities in their natural ability and in their natural energy. But what we have in Christ, the redemption we have in Christ, now man has the opportunity now to live not just the natural order You know, man have a higher capacity to live beyond the natural order, to live, you know, what we call the supernatural order, that which is beyond the natural. Amen. And it's not going to be the supernatural life to the man that is born again. When we are born again, we are given our spirit man is renewed. We are given a new spirit. You know, we are given a new spirit. Our spirit man is regenerated. Amen. So that new spirit is made in the image and in the likeness of God. That new spirit becomes our natural life. Praise the Lord. So as we begin to grow, as we begin to nurture that, as we begin to develop it, you begin to open up and unveil on it. You begin to see things in your life. You begin to see things that are God. You begin to see things that are godly. So we are given a new spirit. So, but you know, the Bible says, newborn baby grow in the, you know, in the salvation and in that spirit man can grow. Is the result of not developing that spirit man that our life sometimes ended up the way it ends up, not glorifying God or not having the capacity and the strength that God wants our lives to go on earth. So the supernatural will be natural to you. Because he said, why that is a new birth. You are born again. You are born out of the natural order, out of nature. You are now born into a spiritual lineage, a spiritual order. Where you have all those things listed in Hebrews 12:22. You know, you are come unto Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, you know, the heavenly Jerusalem, the innumerable company of angels, God the judge of all, to the blood of sprinkling, you know, to the spirit of just men made perfect. That's why Jesus in his earthly life, when he went to the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus was being spoken to Moses and he was speaking to Elijah. Praise the Lord. Can you see? Because he said you are come to the spirit of just men made perfect, where you can interact with the spirit of David, Solomon, all of those things. There is no more bridge, there is no more barrier. Amen. So that is the new life. That is the new life when you say you are born again. Born again is not just born to carry Bible, go to church, attend drama meeting, go to one, and then our life is just ordinary. Amen. That is far from being born again. It's totally far way off. It's a new birth. A new birth, a totally new life. Now you'll be clothed with your body from heaven, with your spiritual body. Amen. And then you are living as a man that is relating from a spiritual body. Now, I told you, Jesus was the one that brought that order to earth. I told you how the natural life started. Now, let me tell you how the spiritual order, which is this new order that we are talking about, that is in Christ, is a new creation. When Jesus comes, don't forget, it is by the word of God that first order started. It is by the same word of God that this new spiritual order began. And how did it begin? It began with the things that Jesus began to say. The Bible says this salvation, which first began with the Lord, you know, and then began with the Lord, and then confirmed by us that had them. That's what the apostle said. You see, all those things Jesus began to teach. Jesus, in his teaching, began to unveil the new life of man. You see, all those things he was teaching in Matthew, Mark, all those teachings in the gospel. Praise the Lord. You see, those define the new order of men on earth. You tell that it has been said, you know, that an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, you know, but now I say unto you, you know, it was said, but now I say unto you, Jesus was introducing the new content of the new life. You see, the spirit life. So it's not something abstract. It's not something hanging in the air. It's not something I'm in the spirit now and everything just carrying. You don't know where you are going. Praise God. He said it's alive. Don't forget the natural order of life. Men were just living life. The bird was just living their life. You see, that was the order of life. They were just doing their own things. The lions were just running about. You know, it was alive. If something was bubbling, was moving them here and there. That's life. Then the spirit life is also starting moving you, you know. In the things you do, the spirit of excellence will just start be seen, you know. And all of those things. So Jesus now was laying those things Jesus said. A lot of them, he taught so much, you know. He said, do not swear by heaven, that is God's throne, you know. Let your yes be yes, it's enough. You know, your word is enough. You know, no need to say, he said, let your yes be yes and your no be no. You know, do not swear. You have heard that you should swear by this, swear by that. He said, love your enemies, you know, hate them, pray for them that persecute you. That was the new order, that is the spiritual life. Praise the Lord. Can you see? You see, that order, following that life, you are following the Spirit. So what the Holy Ghost does now is to come and empower you to live that life. You know, today he said, I give you authority over snakes and scorpions and all of those things. Those were the new order of that life. You know, it's a complete life. From when you wake up in the morning, for the first thing you do, you know, to what you do in the afternoon, to what you do in the evening, to when you sleep. It's a totally new life. You saw all the wonderful things he taught. Who will be the greater? He must be, if he said, to search the little children. You know, must he converted and become like this child, you can't enter into my kingdom. On and on, he began unveiling the life, the new life, the life of the spirit. That's it. I told you, he said, there's a natural body, then there's a spiritual body. Jesus was on earth. He said, it's our example. Example unto what? Jesus was an example to unveil the content of the new life of the spirit. What you see in Christ. Jesus was a normal man. He woke up in the morning. Praise the Lord. He woke up in the morning. He did certain things like you do things in the morning. Amen. He will, like, just like when some of you trek to this place, he trek from place to place. Praise the Lord. So the spirit life is not an abstract. There's no mystery in God again. Hope you are aware. Yes. Everything has been open. Everything has been open. We should not try to mystify things. No, there is no mystery in God. Everything is open. God declares the end from the beginning. The mystery that was hidden was open in Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What mystery are you expecting again? We already know that the king is coming. Yes, we already know that the new Jerusalem is coming to earth. You know, what is remaining is we living the life. You have no, look at, no, now I want you to put a, draw a graph between what you know and what you live. Praise the Lord. And that is the work of the Holy Ghost in your life. To equate your life with what you know. That's it. Praise the Lord. So the mystery, no, everything is open. You see, I declare the end from the beginning. So when Jesus, even right there, when he can look at the book of Revelation, all of the things that they open it up. What is now left for this age and this generation, God wants men that will represent him on it. That will live, that do the things he did, say the things he says, you know, and mirror his life on earth. That's a great work today. Praise the Lord. So if you know so much about the prayer life, then equate it with your prayer. That's what the Holy Ghost is there to do in your life. We know so much about the Word of God, the Word of God, the Word of God. How strong is your faith in the Word? This, the Word. We know so much about the Word of God. By the Word of God, the heavens were made. All of the things we say in the Word of God. Very few Christians actually believe the Word of God. I'm very, very serious in what I'm saying. Because if you believe it, except God is a liar. He said it is better for heaven and earth to pass than that this word, one jot of my word to fall. Most of the things we have is presumption. We just presume. Amen. Like those seven sons of Sceva, or the man that went and entered into the lion's den, you know, in a battle many years ago, you know, like that just want to pattern what then he did. He prayed, he believed God and everything, but no, that was not faith, that was presumption. Faith is acting on God. You know, faith is the Holy Ghost moving you and you are moving. That's how Abraham began the faith journey and became the father of faith. He said, depart from your country to a land I will show you. Then he began going. You know, the Holy Ghost was pushing him from behind. He was going. That's what we call faith. That's why David said, we too, having the same spirit of faith, believe, and therefore we speak. Can you see faith? Where you wait on God, you know, like that. Where you stay on God, and then he began moving, he began going in that direction. Monkey, how did he enter into the miraculous? He was this normal evangelist in Africa, seeing one or two small move of God here and there. One day the Holy Ghost told him to go and hire a big stadium. Stadium! Ah! He went and told some men of God, those ones just say you're on your own, no? You know, like that. You've not even filled a hall, you are going to stay down. That's how he ran, got the money, he went and got that. I read his material myself. That's how he said, but he felt the Holy Ghost was telling him to do this. The Holy Ghost was telling him, he obeyed, you know, it was difficult. It's not easy. It's not easy. You know, that's how he just obeyed. Like all of those things, all those his compatriots, those men of God that were with him, they didn't support him. He just went and did it. He said, when we were doing that meeting, as he was preaching, he said, all of a sudden he lifted up his eye. He physically saw the Holy Ghost coming into the atmosphere. Then people started getting healed. He said, he started crying. And he went to me, he cried throughout the whole night. And then the miraculous began to flow from there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So can you see it? So what's in the summary, I want to end it here because you are going to do some other things, but this is the foundation I've laid. You see, there is a natural body. And so many people are still living in that natural body. Those that are not born again. Then even those that are born again that are carnal Christians, they still live in the natural body. Then the Bible says there is a spiritual body. There is a spiritual body. Praise the Lord. There is a spiritual body. Then those who have developed themselves, they have trained themselves, they have tutored their spirit, you know, they are learning from the Holy Ghost on a daily basis. They are now beginning to learn faith. They are beginning to learn love. They are beginning to learn meekness. They are now beginning to align, to begin to walk in the spiritual body. You know, the Elijah, say, Elijah, go and stay in the house of one widow. Think those things are easy. Those things are easy. You know, the capacity to obey the word will not be there. If God has not dealt with you, it's not easy to follow God. The thing he will tell you, sometimes might be way far off. If you are not trained and tutored, you can't do it. He just met Abraham, depart from your land, everybody you know. You begin to live from your country, your kindred, from your house. He said, and the land I will show you. Where is the place? Yeah, he doesn't even know it. So when you meet Abraham, the next morning you met Abraham, you are meeting a confused man. You know, today we are celebrating Abraham. He's a confused man. Where is he going? He said, I don't know where I'm going. Where is the road? No, he just followed. He just went one direction and he was going. You think it's easy? You think it's easy? You think it's easy? You understand? So can you see why to live the spirit life, the Holy Ghost is not natural. It does not calculate. It takes 30 minutes for your eyes to be done. Those are the things. It does not work with that template. You understand? Take 30 minutes, take this, you know, you need to have a child, you need to impregnate a woman. A man and a woman need to sleep together. When the Holy Ghost moved, a man and a woman never slept together, a baby came out. Bam. You say, you shall call him Jesus, he shall save his people from their sin. How? He said, the power of the highest will overshadow you. Amen. So can you see the who will call the Holy Spirit? I want to live the spirit life. That's why I say you must be born out of the natural and then be born into the spirit. You must make that transition. If you don't say, Jesus, I give you my life, those are the yes. But that word you are saying must be back up with spiritual realities in your heart. There must be changes inside of you. Your taste bud to the natural must be killed so that God can give you taste bud for the things of the spirit. That is it. You must make that transition. I am born again, a new birth. A new birth. He said, he that is born of the flesh is flesh. And he that is born of the spirit is spirit. As is the earthly. He said, no, the wind blows. He does not know where he is listed. So it's every man that is born of the spirit. Then how can you walk with him? If you have so much weight, then weight called the flesh. So when he begins to come, his first of all, he starts teaching, you know, the spirit life. He starts teaching you how to kill your flesh, how to live outside of your flesh. You know, how to live, not seeing your flesh. I was serving, those days I was serving. When I was about going, a lot of young men save money. You know, save money. I'm running up here in the next 5 minutes. I'll round up. I didn't go into giving details of spirit leading, but let me just tell you this one. I was living NYC, and the Holy Ghost started teaching me something about the world. He's going to lead you, guide you by the world. All the money I had, I gave it out. The transport fare to leave Zamfara, I don't even have it. Why I see my colleagues at NYC, they have saved plenty money. I'm not saying it's wrong to save, it's not wrong to save. But you must know the pattern of life that you have in the spirit. So I didn't have money to even leave that state. We're doing that POP signing? As we're doing all those things, there was still no money. Amen. You know, so the last allowance I collected, I think out of it I gave out 6,000 or something. So we're collecting 7,500 then. So when we went there, they now say the state government had decided to pay every couple 2,000 naira. That money was sufficient for transport me out of Zamfara to Abuja, where I can go and meet my people. See, the state government just decided to pay all the couple 2,000 naira. They have not paid us one dime since we were there. But, you know, what am I saying? You know, I had to take those. God was teaching me certain things and I was applying it. You know, I was applying it. I was applying it on and on and on. I won't have time to tell you what, you know, the kind of covenant I broke into after those exercises. That was not all, but there were other things, you know. But what am I telling you? So he will lead you. You know, this is where sight is going. The Holy Ghost does not lead you on a pattern of sight. He just leads you from himself and his spirit. The Holy Ghost does not know there is a wall here. If he carries you and says, let's go. And the one will tell you, there is a wall here, there is a wall. He will just carry you. The day the angel came to deliver Peter, when there was a gate, did the gate open on their own accord? Did it open? When they tied Peter and the angel was not seeing gate. Come, let's go. They were heading the direction of a closed gate. Peter could say, no, there is a gate here. Let's escape through this wall. That's what I'm telling you, that the spirit life. God must kill you to the natural if you are going to live the spirit life. You're going to live a life that is rich. And the spirit life is so, there's no life that's more exciting than it. It's so exciting. It's so interactive. Amen. When you interact with heavenly things, You know, you interact with God, you interact with Him, you interact with divine, you interact with divinity. That life is so exciting. That life is so rich. Amen. That's why a lot of people could be so, believers are so downcast, are so interactive. Like, look at David when he wants to sing alone. David will be singing and will be talking about the Messiah that is coming. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. He just wants to worship. Can you see things that is coming out of him? Just worship. David was not trying to produce an album. It was the Holy Ghost that recorded this. Hope you know. I'm not even too sure if David was the one that wrote it down. Praise the Lord. Yes, you know, they parted my garment, you know, my vessel, and you know, and cast lot for my garment. He was just singing about the crucifixion. What life can be much more interesting than that? Are we talking about the life of men that ends in the grave? So what is our, I want us to redefine our vision about life. Certain things will now, if you are born again, certain things now become so real and so we hold so certain things there. The things we hold as silver and gold, one is the resurrection, the glory. You know, there are certain things that becomes to how many is the glory real? The glory that shall be revealed when Jesus comes, and we shall know all of the glory. To how many your heart, how real it is. If you want to measure it on a thermometer on a scale, how real is the glory? The glory that is to come. Jesus, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. You know, for the joy that was set, what was that joy that he was saying? He endured the cross. That was the glory that is coming. He said, behold, I make a new heaven and a new earth. To how many of us is it real? He said, there's a new heaven that is coming and there's a new earth. The present earth will pass away, the element, everything will melt with fervent heat. I want you to check the thermometer of our heart. To how extent to which is it real? So these are the things that the Holy Ghost will help us to do, to make these things real in our heart, and then we change totally. Our lives become richer. It becomes deeper. You know, it becomes more exciting and it becomes more fulfilling. That we call a spirit-led life. A life lived in the spirit that nothing moves you. You know, you say the richest man in the earth and all of those things. Some of us, the richest man walk into this room, you know, will be fidgeting. You'll be fidgeting to stand before some of the richest men in the world. Because there is, you know why? The reason there's only one explanation, because there is no content in our spirit man. There is no content. There is no word there. Say this and the stars. You see believers falling before stars. You know, you even call some people star. You don't recognize them as star. Praise the Lord. If you finish speaking, just imagine now. Before you left your house this evening, maybe this night, before you came here, you were just there. God sent an angel and interacted for 2 hours. You not come out of that place and you see one person and say one star, you run after one star, maybe because he can kick a leather, or he can put one leather inside one basket, you know, or because he knows how to run more than every other person. Don't you know that God created some to be slow and some to be fast? Amen. It's the system of this world that give medal to the one that is fastest and not give to the one that is slowest. Because God make everyone unique. I never make everybody the same thing. Are you hearing me? Yes, you know, that's the uniqueness of God. You know, everything displays glory. You know, God can be fast and he can be slow. You say the Lord is not slow concerning his promise. If there is this animal, I can't remember his name. They say the slowest animal on earth. He used to climb tree like this, small, 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 small. If you look at that animal, you see beauty. You see glory. You know, you see God. If you look at another animal, star that is so fast. That's how God composed life to be. But the system of this world, I'm not teaching that one today. The system of this world will gather men together. Amen. Praise the Lord. All of us are run around the field, but the one that maybe one of his body just touched the ball and he entered the net, that's the one they celebrate. The other men that have exerting energy on the field, they don't recognize that person. That is not godly. Amen. See, your past, everything about our lives will change. I say, if you just finish speaking, if God sent an angel to interact with you for 2 hours, if you leave that place, when you come out, when Moses left that mountain and he came back, look at the glory that was, the radiance that was on him. The Bible says even Israel could not look at him, put something there. That man, nothing on this earth will move that man. Please, can you rise up? Let's begin to pray. This is real. These things are real. These things are heavy. The spirit life is so interesting. I'm so excited. Even talking about, you know, just talking about it, you know. Yes. Just the outer layer of it. Not the depth of the spirit life. Just the outer layer of it. There's so much excitement. There's so much power here. Power. Paul. How will you feel as a woman? You are pregnant. Then the angel of the Lord can say, two nations are in your womb. The younger, the elder will serve the younger. How exciting that life will be like. Those were what women encountered in the Bible. So in two nations, you are carrying twins. Then he began telling you the destiny of those children. How exciting life will look like. How exciting. Can you begin to press? Can you begin to ask the Lord to help you? Help you, the spirit life. Spirit life. He said, you have come to Mount Zion. And Hebrews 12:22. I call it up as we are praying. Hebrews 12:22. You have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. I didn't say you have come to Mopo. Mopo, just you see that Mopo everywhere, you are happy, you are one big man. He said you have come to innumerable companies of angels. Angels. Elisha, the army of Syria surrounded Elisha, and God, the young man, was disturbing him, his servant. He was just troubling him. He said, God, open his eye, so multitude, chariots of fire, angels round about Elisha. Elisha said, have you seen it now? Hope you keep quiet now. The young man kept quiet. It was not even for Elisha. Elisha does not need that vision. He said, God, open the young man's eye, let the young man see it. Because Elisha could see it in the spirit realm. What manner of life is that? That is spirit life. That's the life we are called into. Innumerable company of angels. Innumerable company. He said, you. He didn't say the apostle Paul is come. He said, you are come to innumerable company of angels. How many times you sleep? You sleep in your room on your bed. You know that place is saturated with the company of angels. That you are sleeping and you are conscious that environment is saturated with angels. Psalm 91 says he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Friends, we need to believe the word of God. That the template for life. The word of God is a template for life. When the word of God spoke, let birds fly in the sky. Up to today they are still flying. Tomorrow they will continue to fly because of the spoken word. That spoken word is the template for life. All that Jesus spoke is the template for the new life, the spirit life. The spirit life. The spirit life. The spirit life. He says, my Father has loved you, love even so he loves you. God loves me, he loves you as much as he loves me. We need to believe this word and walk in it. He said, you are come to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all, to the spirit of judgment made perfect, to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. That's your new company. That's your new company on earth. That's your new company. Then that's your interactive company on earth. And God bless him. Father, we thank you. Bless you. Walk in this new order. This new order of life. This new template of your spirit. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Give you praise. Give you all the glory. In Jesus' name. I want to pray for. I also pray for one or two, just a set of you. You want a new life in the spirit. Can you just step forward? You want a new life in the spirit from what you are, from what you are living. Can you just step forward? I just pray for you. You need a new life in the spirit, a new reality of the spirit life, a new breaking forth upon your life. Can you just step forward? Can you begin to ask him? The simplicity of asking. He said, ask and you shall receive. I'll just agree with you. Can you just ask him? A new bursting forth. A new bursting forth. The Holy Ghost is here. For upliftment. His name is Help. He helps men. He helps people. He helps the saints. Thank you. And tell him, life cannot be richer than this. Life cannot be richer than this. Thank you. 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 If you live this life, you will command the earth. The earth will come under subjection to you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Receive it in Jesus' name. 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 In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. See, listen to me. I once prayed for one man. I didn't know who he was. I just met him. I went out to preach. I just told out to preach. I met him. After I spoke to him, he gave his life to Christ. The next time I came again, I saw him. When I saw him that night, he told me the encounter. He began having supernatural encounter. Didn't have any visitation that night. He was not born again before he gave his life to God. Later, he even told me who he was. That he's an, is this all these secret police people, SS, they call them. You know, and I never saw him after that day again. So this is our real. This is our real. Even so shall it be for you in Jesus' name. The Holy Ghost will be real to you. Spiritual realities will become your natural life in Jesus' name. You begin to see God because your eyes are configured to see God. Your ears are made to hear Him. After to you begin to hear Him clearer than you have had in Jesus' name. Your heart is made to obey God because you are made in the image and the likeness of His resurrection. After today, you begin to hear the Holy Ghost and you obey Him in Jesus' name. You begin to act into the prompting of the Holy Ghost in your heart in Jesus' name. Thank you, our Heavenly Father. I declare a new day upon us here in Jesus' name. A new day, a new life, a new reality is upon us in Jesus' name. What we see, we begin to see more. The things you have appropriated in the spirit will begin to appropriate more in Jesus' name. Thank you, our Heavenly Father. We give you praise and glory. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for this group, Destiny Shift Network. Thank you because of the vision that you have laid in their heart, it will grow in Jesus' name. They themselves, the individual carriers and bearers of your body, even within this vision, they will grow in Jesus' name. Your word will grow and be magnified in them. Lord, you will teach them and help them to hearken unto you, to your spirit. In the name of Jesus, I pray. You go from strength to strength. You go from grace to grace. I speak favor concerning you. Let the anointing of the Lord upon you burst forth as a group in Jesus' name. Thank you, our Heavenly Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I pray for your family. I pray for breakthrough. I pray for everything you are believing God for as a family. I mean your individual family. Begin to see it in Jesus' name. Receive supernatural supply in Jesus' name. Longevity of life and longevity of spiritual work. Even your family begin to see it in Jesus' name. Those are not born again in your family, by faith you call them into the faith in Jesus' name. We break every spirit of disobedience upon them in Jesus' name. Thank you, our Heavenly Father. We give you praise and glory. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Can you put your hands together for the Lord? I didn't say you should clap for me. I say you should clap for Jesus.
Hallelujah. Your best is sound. better. Can you put your hands together?
For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Nation on your heart.